Well, this is the Art of the Hudson Valley on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Greene, and Columbia Counties, New York, and streaming globally online at WGXC.org. And I'm your host, Chad Weckler, and strumming on the guitar is musician Mark Black, who's our guest today in the Hudson studio. And Happy New Year, everyone. New Year 2015. And Mark's going to spend the next hour with us talking about 2014, 2015, the past, the present, and the future. Awesome, Mark. So he's putting down his guitar, going to sit with us for the next hour. And it's been quite a year for Mark, which I'm anxious to hear about his telling of that story.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. That's nice, Mark, to be here.
Thanks for crossing the mighty Hudson River today, Mark.
It was my pleasure. It's a nice, easy drive, beautiful day. But I got to ask you, you know, right next door to the studio, there's that building. It says Community Tennis.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's not tennis. That is the future home of the Marina Abramovich Institute.
Oh.
And it used to be, before Community Tennis, it used to be actual movie theater.
Uh-huh. What was Community Tennis? They had tennis courts in there?
Yeah, I think, and, you know, I'm not exactly right, but I believe after the movie theater, they chopped away at the mezzanine and then painted a tennis court there. It's pre my visit to Hudson.
Crazy looking. Anyhow, I brought in a bunch of music today. You know, I've recorded more than 12 CDs, and I just say more than 12 because I'm not sure how many.
That's good.
But you know, you invited me up here, and I thought maybe we'd do a little bit of a retrospective, but mostly I would like to, later on we'll get into my Sing for the Silence project, which my heart and soul is into right now. But I thought we'd start with a couple songs off a CD that I did with Warren Bernhardt this year. It's just him and me. We've been playing together, music together, since about 1975. And, you know, we've had so many rehearsals where I go over to his house and we run this stuff down. And he's just said to me one day, we should make a recording of just the two of us playing. And so that's what we did. So this first song is one of the first songs I wrote when I came to Woodstock in the 1970s. It's just me and Warren, and it's called "And the Wind." Looking for someone, really no one, nobody at all. Yeah, I see her in the hallway. She captured me with her charm, and my every dream is her command. Take me walking by the roadside, lead me to a cabin that's in the wood. Yeah, suddenly I'm alone, and there's nothing in the yard, and I'm seeing this view of you.
so slowly I'm changing, and the music filled my heart, and the joyous lake is drowning while presenting the crowning of a queen, and the dishes are all washed and put away. Your high on all my dreams. Keep me moving and moving like a wave on the sea. High. Some call to Maya, some call to Shiva. Say yeah, keep on dancing, and the wind.
So that's it.
That was great. That was very sweet.
That's it's kind of like psychedelic folk. You know, I was really into Tim Hardin. That was one of the reasons I came to Woodstock. And I wound up living at Tim's house. And when Tim left town, I inherited his band, which included Warren. And on this record, we do two of Tim's songs. We do Reason to Believe and Misty Roses.
And what's the name of that CD?
That's Champions of Love. These are all available on my website, markblack.com. It's M-A-R-C, black.com.
Cool.
So I thought maybe we'd move to something different, a more recent song. A while ago, I was in a Starbucks, actually, and I was really intrigued with... can you hear the train, folks?
I know.
That sounds great.
Trains are calling.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyhow, I was really intrigued with the language. They had created an entire coffee language. So I was attracted to that, and I wrote this song. It's track number 4 on there.
All right.
Yeah, 4?
I've got it.
Cool. Let's hear it.
Macchiato, mochaccino, half cap, cappuccino. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Americano, mocha, grande, tall, decaf. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Love it, latte, love it, latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. Love it, latte, love it, latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. There's no way that I could go waking up without my mojo morning, without my call. Like a horseshoe without the love, be like a quack without the duck, like a wallet without the buck, I'd be stuck. Oh yeah. Macchiato, mochaccino, half cap, cappuccino. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. Americano, mocha, grande, tall, decaf. Ooh, I love my coffee. Ooh, I love my coffee. I love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. I love it a latte, love it a latte. Ooh, I love my coffee, I do. I'd rather eat my donut without a hole, eat the butter without the roll. I walk on shoes without a sole, forget to take my love on moonlight stroll. Oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Espresso yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a lot of fun. You know, people do love their coffee, as I do. And I look forward to it every morning.
Yes, me too. I'm not quite the same if I don't have my cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah. There's no way I could go if I don't get my mojo.
So how'd that song come about, by the way?
Well, I just heard that language, like I said, and was in my mind, and... you know, it just percolated, so to speak, for quite a while. And then One day, I have double espresso every morning, but I think on a certain morning I had two.
Hmm.
And I got home, and I had my little Adderall recorder, and I just sat down and I basically did the whole song, but didn't think anything of it.
Hmm.
And just kind of forgot about it. And the next day I went back, I listened to it. I said, yeah, that's pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't really remember writing it, which is kind of kind of a cool thing.
That's
because writing is hard.
And so, Mark, you're a singer-songwriter. Do you actually play all of your own written material?
What do you mean?
I mean, when you perform,
yeah.
Do you ever cover another?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Other music?
Definitely. I love, there's songs that I love, and I love to share them with people. And I don't, you know, there is this thing about original music. You know, any music is original if it's coming from your heart. You know, whether somebody else wrote it out or whatever. And, you know, like lately, I've been singing Dock of the Bay.
Hmm.
And, you know, but we cover a lot of the old blues and whatever. And it's stuff that I love, fingerstyle.
So what's been 2014 like for you, just finishing that year?
Well, it's been really cool year. I got to play at the Maverick Concert Hall several times in Woodstock, and I did a lot of touring out to California, up to Maine, down to Texas, and I do a lot of house concerts now, which is one of the real blessings of being a songwriter these days, a singer-songwriter, because people are opening up their homes, not only in the United States, but all around the world. You know, I went all the way to Israel and played there, and it's very rewarding. It's intimate. It's musical, and quite lucrative too. Because you know, they usually have between 25 and 50 people. You know,
it's a nice.
It's at a party, yeah. Right? And people come. They're generally like 20 bucks each. So, you know, you can make some dough and sell quite a few CDs in that context. And I just love it.
So you've brought quite a few songs with you today. What's our next track?
The next one, I thought some of you folks out there may remember Betty McDonald. She died a few years ago, and I played with her for many years. This is a duet with me and Betty. This is off something we did obviously a while ago, and it's just her playing is just so delicious on this. This song is called "Disappearing Inside," and so I'm looking for the man with disappearing inside, and here it is.
For the man with disappearing inside, every day in weaving tapestry. You refuse to cry. Looking for the man with disappearing inside. talking deep in the night, each one trying to convince the other that what he was thinking was right. On and on they go, round and round and round. My ears are fried, my brain on fire, I had to stop that song. Cause you and you part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth, a little bit. Everybody got part of the truth. Like when Moses came down from the mountain, well, what did he see? Folks kissing the ass of a golden calf, a god is supposed to be. And it's still going on like that today. Just look at how we do. Everybody confusing reality for their little point of view. And you, and you, part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth, a little bit. Everybody got part of the truth. Listen to me now. You see, the truth is something, my friend, that you cannot see or touch. You can't own it, you can't name it, you can't use it as a crutch. Namaste, they say. That's the one big gift we got, is that that makes the genius smart to make a young girl so hot. She's got, whoa, part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth, a part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth. So when you point to the heaven, remember that's your finger, not the moon. And a million notes on paper can never sing a tune. Humility, love, that's the only real song, my friend. So sing it loud, come on, sing it clear, so that our hearts might man. Again, you've got part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth, a little bit. Part of the truth, part of the truth. Everybody got part of the truth, a little bit.
We slipped into another track there. What was that one, Mark?
Well, like I said, I went to Israel, and when I was there, as you can imagine, there's a lot of political stuff going on, a lot of conversation and arguing. And this one night, I was traveling with this bass player and a guy named Freebo, and he got into a conversation with somebody, and it just went on, and I went back to my room and wrote that song. It is going to be one of the songs on the Sing for the Silenced CDs that are coming out. It seemed appropriate. You know, just everybody should, I guess the idea is everybody should chill and realize, you know, not get too hung up on your view of reality, but to honor it, but also to honor the truth that everybody else or anybody else does represent.
And since you've introduced your project, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sing for the Silenced is an international, it's a project of international artists that we're developing. And what it comes from is, you know, I've been really involved with the anti-fracking movement. I wrote No Fracking Way and some other songs. And I realized that what was happening is after these companies were fracking people's homes and sometimes, well, they would basically ruin the land Some people ended up sick, their animals were sick, and often their houses were worthless. The corporations would come back in like guys with white hats on and say, well, we don't admit any culpability, but we'll give you X dollars, but you can never talk about what happened to you.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Damn. And when I realized, as I did a little research, not only is it happening in the context of fracking, but it's happening in many contexts, including GM was just involved with this, with their ignition switches that were faulty. They were doing the same thing to people. So anyhow, I got the idea to write this song called Sing for the Silenced. And I've been working on creating this project. We're going to have a bus tour in the spring, a one-day educational bus tour that goes to some of the places in Pennsylvania that are particularly hard hit by fracking and by this silencing. And it's also going to be a performance. The bus, the whole second level of the bus, it's a very cool bus, wow, is a stage. And there'll be a performance off there, and there'll be a puppet show and some speakers, and it should be a very cool day, and we're going to videotape the whole thing.
Good.
We have T-shirts. See, here you go.
I see the shirt.
All right. Sing for the Silenced. You folks can get your own Sing for the Silenced T-shirt. You can go to, well, soon we'll have singforthesilenced.com. We're working on that now. But now you can go to the Pledge Music site. You look up Pledge Music, Mark Black, Sing for the Silenced, and you get there also. Because you know, we had to raise a little money for the project to get started. We had a beautiful concert, a live concert at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock. And John Sebastian, Happy Traum, and Peter Schickley all did songs on this theme.
Good.
And so they'll be included in the live CD. But that last song, it's actually not mastered yet. The one that we just heard, part of the truth, is going to be on there. And this next one that I thought we might do is Sing for the Silenced. Once again, not mastered, but there's some beautiful singers in this. They actually come from downstate. They're called the Earth Tones, and they came in the studio and sang along with me. I hope you enjoy it.
One, two, three.
Oops, that wasn't it.
All right. Which track am I going to, Mark?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
Was that 8?
I think that was 8, so let me go back. Yeah. 7 is what you're
7.
Doing. All right, now we're ready.
I think so. Yeah.
So many folks can't speak. Alone on the street, search for dreams that are long gone. Watch them fight over tokens, exchange for hearts broken. Pawned while they were asleep. They've been bought off, bumped up, shut out, denied, till they don't even know to cry out anymore. I say for all of them, I will sing, sing for the silenced, sing for the weak, sing for the silenced, that the silenced might speak, for the downtrodden low, sing for those in chains. Sing for the silenced, that the silenced might be free to sing again. Mm-hmm, yeah. So many with rent unpaid drink their soup in the dark, though honest and true find themselves running from the cops. Many left all they knew, the red, white, and blue, and now they just duck into the shadows. And I say for all of them, together, we could sing, sing for the silence, sing for the weak, sing for the silence, that the silence might speak. For the downtrodden, Lord, sing for those in chains, sing for the silence, that the silence might be free to sing again. And we shall overcome when we sing it. Sing it out, yeah, here we come. So many whose land has been soiled by big oil and big gas, you know they traded their voice just for survival cash. Non-disclosure, that's what it's called by the fancy lawyer. They mess you up and you can never say a word. But I say for all of them, from your heart, we could sing.
Sing for the silent.
Sing for the weak.
Sing for the weak.
Sing for the silence.
Sing for the silence.
The silence
that
might
the
speak.
Silence might speak.
For the downtrodden.
For the downtrodden.
Sing for those in chains.
Sing for those in chains.
Sing for the silence.
Sing for the silence.
Silence might be free.
That was great, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. It should be nice when it's done. The end of the song isn't quite, all the parts aren't on there yet, but there'll be some.
Is it the earth tones?
Yeah, the earth tones.
Yeah, yeah, they are wonderful.
Yeah, aren't they sweet? It's like eight cows.
Angelic, very angelic.
Yeah, they fell in love with the song and they asked if I would give them the chords and stuff, and they learned it, and I said, well, why don't you come in and sing on the record. So
perfect.
Yeah,
so what are we going to listen to next?
Well, you know, one of the themes that I think anybody who's lived more than 20 years on this planet focuses on after a while is the importance of gratitude. And I was thinking about that, and that in combination with a song by Mississippi Hurt called Monday Morning Blues. And it had, the end of that song has a little riff in it. It goes, dum dum kick a dent down, dum bum, just that. And I just loved it so much that I used that, those chords, and I just say thank you and listed a bunch of things I'm grateful for.
This is WGXC, and you're listening to Mark Black. This is The Art of the Hudson Valley, and we're going to play that song.
One, two, three. Yeah. Thank you for the water that flowed down the stone and the earth. I said thank you for the air that I'm sucking on since my birth. And my father who are not long gone. Oh, and thank you for all you people magic and to my song. Oh, thank you for the Buddha and all the seekers who move us on. Move on now.
I love gratitude. It's one of the things I think I started paying more attention to as I became an adult.
Yeah.
To be grateful and say so.
Yeah, there's a lot of the Kabbalah is about that, too, from what I understand. You know, it's where gratitude allows you to open up and make space for more blessings, you know?
And I've also noticed it must be resonating, I think, with a lot of people, because even going into the supermarket now or stores, people are always acknowledging your presence, which I think is terrific. So you were in California recently.
Yeah, I was in California because both my sons live there. And in fact, I was there a little while ago, last June, one of my sons got married there. And in my family, it's always expected, no matter what the event, whether it's a birth, a death, a high school graduation, a wedding, that I'll write a song for it. And I love that little job in my family. So I wrote this this next song for my son's wedding. This is also going to be on the Sing for the Silence CD. I wanted to write something that was hopeful but also realistic, because I think it's very difficult for young people right now, you know, with all that's going on with our planet, and in so many ways, it's very challenging. So this song kind of addresses that. It's called This World of Mine.
This world of mine, sacred blue pearl, go rolling through the heavens, this shy young girl. Yeah. This world of mine, mother to us all, sings her sweet song, that ancient love call. You can hear it in the meadow, in the evening and the morning. Lark and dove together, each day this beauty is reborn. This world of mine, mighty waters and the wind, mountains and the prairies, creatures of the hoof and fin. Yeah. Just hold on to what is good, what we know to be true, even if the tree stands alone. You know what you must do. Hold on to my hand, though I am far away. I am not gone. Hold on. Hold on. This world of mine lately is crying. Seas moan, winds whisper, is she dying? But our world is born of love, so what we dream can come to be. Just turn and turn again, we can set our love free. Just hold on to what is good, what we know to be true, even if the tree stands alone. You know what you must do. Hold on to my hand, though I am far away. I am not gone. Hold on. Hold on. This world of mine. A flock of geese shoot the autumn sky. I rush to the window and I call out, this is not goodbye. No, you know. Do do da do do. You da do 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 do. I'm looking in a wheel, inside a wheel, which way will it go? I'm looking in a wheel, looking inside a wheel, don't you want to know? I saw you at a party, gun in your hand, everybody having fun, nobody seen. Nobody seemed to see.
That was kind of magical.
Yeah, that's a big production. So off a CD that I never released, but it's called Veil of Fog. And that line, wheel in a wheel, comes from Ezekiel. And it's very kind of, I don't know, it's out there. It's just very suggestive, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
And thank you. Thank you.
So
that will also be on the Sing for the Silence CD, as will this next one. This one is about Tibet, and I did a project for the Rockefellers I produced it for Peter Blum. It was all Tibetan bulls. And so I was really into the bulls in those days. So this is just me and Peter in the studio kind of improvising a song that kind of tells the story of Tibet and its relation to us and relation to the Chinese. It's called Chinese Soldiers. Over the years, boots over the land, ships over the sea, birds round the world, change the song I sing. Time had stood still, spun on a prayer wheel, all shattered by lies. Great sacrifice turned on a prayer wheel, all shattered by lies. Light by the new moon, truth by the stars, illuminate the path, trading boots for cars, Broadway and downtown, middle way to be tread, neon lights flashing, shown true life by the dead. Time had stood still, spun on a prayer wheel, all shattered by lies. Great sacrifice turned on a prayer wheel, all shattered by lies. Soon the pitcher will pour, river in the moon, snow mountain so pure, laughter will return, Chinese soldiers vaporize, Dharma will shine. A word to the wise, this land of prayers, this land of great light,
Radiance return, snow lion, matchless sight. All shattered by lies, great sacrifice turned on a prayer wheel. All shattered by lies.
Wonderful, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like I said, it was an improvisation in the studio just with acoustic guitar and bowls. So it was quite a moment. I recently talked to Peter Blum about that. Neither of us really have any idea how we came up with that. So,
well, thank you, Mark, for being on the Art of the Hudson Valley. This is in this new year.
It's my honor. Believe me, it's great to be here. I love being in Hudson. It's Cookie Town. And really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share a little bit of my music. I hope any of you folks who are listening enjoyed it. And please feel free to let me know that you did enjoy it or that you didn't. Whatever your comments are, you can markblack.com, M-A-R-C, is a good way to get me. I'm on Facebook. And, you know, you could email me also at markblackmusic@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
And thank you. And, yeah, your Twitter, Facebook, you're all over the place because we need to find you.
Well, I'm working hard on that Sing for the Silenced campaign. And any of you folks who are interested in that, this is something that we really need a lot of input on. So I hope you look into it. Sing for the Silenced is the D on the end.
So we're going to sign out with Mark doing a little playing. And I want to thank our listeners for listening in. And this has been the Art of the Hudson Valley on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Oh, yeah.
Take it, Mark. Do 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 go in the bad and do ba and wish that you go in the bad, the boy in the bad. But dead and dead die. But do I say do in the day, 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 the way. But do the easy play on the door, but do. To them bed that little loop up a bucket did that, to the day did about.